the natural mind can't come up with anything on its own. What the natural mind does and what it's designed for is to affirm what is good and true if it's in its proper order. If it's in a disordered state, then it will affirm what is evil and false in the sense that it affirms what one believes to be true. So this is why when you look at even what's happening here, you have Joseph and the entourage heading up to Canaan, and then you have a return down into Egypt. So for every change of state, there has to be a reorganization of memory knowledges to support it. And we can't escape those principles. They are the Lord's laws that govern every level of the mind. So what I find helpful is temptation is not a thing that happens to us. It's the process. And what is that about? Well, it's always about strengthening what is good and true. All spiritual temptations are about strengthening what is good and true. And in that struggle, it's really the established sense of self in the natural resisting the idea that it is not a self at all, that the Lord alone is the self, and that the idea that has to penetrate into the natural is the idea that we are an as of self. And if that takes the center, everything changes. Everything is reorganized. Because at least internally, we no longer think in terms of what's arising as coming from ourself, because there is no self from which it can come. So it has to flow in. And the struggle is regeneration or salvation in a lot of ways is expressed both in the Christian church, but in the new church as well, in terms of I am being saved. And my reading of things is that, no, we are being saved from I, of the idea that I am a self, because the only being to which that pronoun can actually be applied is the Lord, because the Lord alone has proprium. So Eliot inserts the idea of person, and Potts leaves it out. So it's interesting. Potts speaks more in the passive voice, I guess. But the interesting thing about that is we're talking about state. So when I am in a state where the proprium or the love of self and the love of the world are active, then there are only chinks of light. I mean, I'm not remembering the Lord in those states. So your description of those alternations are the spiritual life. But it's not about hooking into I am this, because we can't make that call. And we're told to not do that with regard to others, but I would extend it in the sense of we can judge in ourselves the quality of what's arising, but we can't judge our eternal state as such. So we just work with these states. And so what the heavenly doctrines do is that they give us those two sides constantly. And the idea is that we reflect and get a sense of, I mean, you know, the whole purpose of being engaged with this material is to come to see what the proprium is, that what the word says it is, it actually is, because that's the only way we'll get free of it. But we have to come to see its nature, and that's why we need divine revelation, because in and of ourselves, the proprium can't see itself. So we need the word which is able to elevate the mind so that those aspects of our self-centeredness can actually be seen. Because in seeing them, then we can begin to work to shun those things. And that's what sets us free. And of course, it's always going to feel like self-compulsion, because the level we are at, we're dwelling in very strong natural loves. The senses, the appearance of the senses are strong. And that's where the freedom is. The freedom is to choose not to be drawn into that, but to settle more into what the Lord says is true. In terms of work, we are confronted with what we're stuck in to be set free from it. And for as long as those things are there and we are blind to them, they need to be gradually revealed. And as they are revealed, they're sloughed off or pushed out to the exterior. And what is of the Lord becomes more and more established as the basis for our life. So whenever you kind of reading about a person is like this or like that, think state. Because you could say like proprium is a person, a kind of personality, and that is what it's like. And what the Lord is wanting to do for us is to show us what it's like. And so we have to do the work of removing person, place, time, and space when we're dealing with spiritual material. That's what we have to do. And that is a form of protection as well, so that we only enter into what it is the Lord sees that we're capable of being held in. And the whole process is so that the internal can rule over the external. And the external only comes kicking and screaming. The idea that I find most helpful is thinking in terms of states rather than in terms of persons. And then what you see is that, you know, once an evil is seen to be an evil, that's it. It's set. That's where it falls. That's what it is. So in that sense, the proprium can't be made better. Evils are evils and they can't be made into goods. So that's not the kind of transformation that's taking place as the Lord works with us to regenerate the mind. What's happening is that by means of the practice of truths, we're coming to see the nature and quality of the things that are present with us, and the casting of things into hell is when they are seen to be hellish. When that is something that impacts on us in a way that's really clear for us, then we separate from it and it no longer has a hold on us. That's how I understand this idea of a tree as it falls, as it lies. So I think the discussion around that is that it remains to eternity in that condition. But it becomes problematic when you start thinking in terms of persons, because then we start thinking in terms of eternal states of persons, and we're told explicitly not to do that.